2021 was quite the year in American politics. It began with the riot and the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, and soon after President Trump's second impeachment for inciting those events. And then the year got mired in fights over coronavirus mandates and policies. So let's look back and ahead a little bit with NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, more than 800,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19, as we know, and cases are spiking again. And of course, in a crisis, people associate the crisis with the party in charge. Let's take a listen to President Biden back in July.
Today, we're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus.
Now, that, of course, seems pretty far away today, Domenico. How do you think about the challenges facing President Biden going into next year?
Well, I think with the wide vaccine distribution back then, President Biden was thinking, you know, that the country could declare some degree of independence from the coronavirus, at least the original one, because these variants really threw things off course. Delta, which proved to be pretty deadly, and now Omicron, which is just even more contagious, more people getting sick, even people who are vaccinated. So, you know, if you were thinking about why President Biden was elected, one of them was as a response to President Trump, undoubtedly, and the other was to fix the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, he hit a real low point at the end of the year in our NPR PBS NewsHour Marist polling. In fact, I went and looked back to Harry Truman, and President Biden ends the year with the second lowest approval rating of any president at the end of their first year since back to Truman. Now, the caveat there is partisanship, because the person who was below him was former President Trump. You know, I think the right had a really hard time latching on to something during the 2020 presidential election, and they certainly found their footing this year in being opposed to President Biden and really latching on to these mask requirements and, you know, COVID restrictions.
Speaking of former President Trump, he became the first American president impeached for a second time, and early in the year it was for inciting the January 6th insurrection. And yet his control over the GOP seemed to grow over the year. Let's take a listen to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and how he described the January 6th riot soon after the event.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
And now Kevin McCarthy's tune has changed, and to some degree blaming the event on Democrats and security at the Capitol. So where do you see signs of a political Trump effect?
Yeah, it's been remarkable, if not surprising, to hear and see many Republican leaders, including House Republican leader McCarthy, change their tune and really kind of more cow to Trump once again, and not criticize him as much. You know, we're going to see in 2022 just how much his endorsements have mattered. I mean, the one consistent thing that we've seen in his endorsements, and they are wide ranging, everything from governors and senators down to Staten Island borough president. What they have in common, most of these folks, is that they believe or will say publicly that President Trump, former President Trump, won the 2020 election, even though he did not. And, you know, the people that he is most against are the people who stood in the way and stood up to him, frankly, to say that what he's saying is just flatly not true. And, you know, that, you know, power exertion has really put a freeze on the Republican Party and its future. And it's going to be really curious to see in 2022 here, as Republicans are favored to take back the House, if they win the House, what they do. Because what we've seen is Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell explicitly say that he's not interested in putting forward a legislative agenda ahead of time to tell people what Republicans would do. And that just plays into the narrative that the Republican Party isn't interested much in governing and that it's the party of no.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about the midterm congressional elections coming up in late 2022. One of the predictions markets has an 82% chance of Republicans taking over the House of Representatives. I mean, how does that look right now going into the year?
Well, you know, one of the harbingers of that is retirements. You know, you see every year that's a good sort of bellwether to begin looking at. And, you know, you've got about two dozen Democrats incumbents who have decided to retire rather than go through with reelection. And that's a fairly high number, and certainly a red warning sign for Democrats. And, you know, beyond that, every Democratic strategist I talk to behind the scenes, people who work on campaigns and Republicans, you know, agree that they think that Republicans have the upper hand. Why that is, obviously, first midterms for any party in power of the president's party certainly has a very difficult time retaining control. They traditionally, through history, lose lots of seats. And that's because the party out of power really is able to register its frustration. Anger is a great motivator. And certainly that's in abundance on the right now.
Domenico Montanaro is NPR's senior political editor and correspondent. Domenico, thank you as always.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you.